This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Taiwanese voters headed to the polls for presidential and legislative elections. The vote follows months of signs that China is stepping up political influence and disinformation operations on the island Beijing claims as its own.
Taiwanese said in surveys last year they prefer today's democratic self-rule over unification. Anti-China protests in Hong Kong over the past months raised fear among some Taiwanese voters of what life might be like under rule by Beijing. China has ruled Hong Kong for more than 20 years. Saturday's vote in Taiwan is widely expected to reflect sentiment toward China. Chen Lijin, a 43-year-old mother from suburban Taipei, decided to vote for incumbent Tsai Ing-wen because the president has shown a willingness to resist against China. She says what the government should do is protect Taiwan's democracy, and that's the most important thing. Chen says that in comparing candidates, she prefers Tsai Ing-wen. Taiwan's cooperative relations with China, she adds, can be done state to state as long as China doesn't take Taiwan to be part of its own country. Ralph Jennings, VOA News, Taipei.
Iran is denying it shot down a Ukrainian jetliner, while Ukraine's foreign minister says its country is reserving judgment. AP's Sagar Meghani reports the United States and several other countries blame Iran for the crash.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it's likely an Iranian missile brought down the plane. He's the highest-level American official directly blaming Iran, a day after Canadian, Australian, and British leaders did the same, while noting it appears to have been unintentional. Pompeo says an investigation will continue.
It's important that we get to the bottom of it.
And he's confident the U.S. and world will take appropriate action as a response. His Ukrainian counterparts urging caution as the probe goes on.
We will come to our conclusions. We don't want to come to them right now.
Iran denies.